Let's just steep in this zikr, like tea bags. Let's just steep and feel it, resonate with it. Don't just talk it out or talk it off, you know? We've just had an amazing unveiling of the zikr in our heart and in the heart of humanity here, because we are humanity. We stand for humanity in this zikr circle. So we keep it alive. We keep fanning the flame of the zikr. Good. After the zikr, we are almost not touching the earth. We're just a little bit, or very, very lightly, with light steps. And and we feel peace toward all people and all beings. We feel peace about everything in this state. We're drawn back every week to nourish our hearts from this. For the hearts thrive on zikr. They rejoice in zikr, and they are nourished by zikr. So inshallah, we will have continuous zikr, zikrullah daim, the constant. We will be brought to that station where we are always in zikr, where we are always hearing the zikr of our own heart, because that never ceases. And from here, we feel open. We don't feel border between ourself and another. We feel more this open space of Allah's grace and of infinite potential, that everything beautiful manifesting from here. And form does not contradict open space. It's rather a state of the heart. It's the heart that's open. It's the heart that is transparent. It's the heart that's flowing with Allah's flow. That's the open space. Open space is not knowing. It's the being astonished in every moment at the divine creativity and the divine generosity. This is the open space of the heart. Open space of the heart is the hospitality that we offer to others and to every creature. Because every creature is representing Allah. Every creature is this divine being, divine light. If we could really live our lives this way. So when we see an ant, you know, going by and feel that, how amazing that ant is. What an extraordinary creature. And in the Quran, ants are given speech. That means that Allah has actually given them speech. They speak and they have revelation. Everything we have made in communities like you, these are Allah's words to us. Everything we have made in communities like you. So how much love and reverence we can have for all these beings that are made like us. And for each other. we might not have time to build buildings if we lived paradise on earth. That's what's one of the paradoxes. Because we would be spend so much time just greeting each other and being, rejoicing in each other and speaking of amazing inspirations that come to us and sharing that, that we might not erect a building at all. But Allah has said that in order to keep the world going, there are some people who will always be doing, busying themselves about worldly things, at least to some extent. But the Sufis are simply, you know, they're pointing the way. They're already living paradise, so they are showing how humanity will be and what awaits humanity. But they're not waiting. They're not waiting for time. They're stepping into the timeless and saying, here and now, let us just be. Let's be these open-hearted, generous. Let's be how Allah is with us. Let's really meditate on that, how generous Allah is with us, how forgiving Allah is, how allowing, and can we be that way toward others? Not judging. Allah does not judge us. We judge ourselves. We limit ourselves and put ourselves down. This is one of the not good things that we do. So alhamdulillah, may we keep returning here in this room, which seems to always be big enough to house. It's an expand. We don't need to put more bricks, it seems, here. Room always expands to hold us, and so we can come back and inspire each other in zikr and receive. We're really receiving the zikr that Allah sends down. It's a descent, it's a revelation. Zikr is revelation. And it's beautiful, it's communal revelation. It's, you know, the speaks of the people of Moses, alayhi salam, who gathered, who were called under the mountain to receive revelation, and then they started trembling, and in a way, it's like that. So may we leave here with more kindness in our hearts and more sensitivity and more awareness and more thirst for true knowing and true meeting and true union.